Bienvenidos a AfterBuzz TV, el ESPN de conversaciones de televisión.
Bienvenidos, everyone. We are here tonight at the Party of Five After Show here on AfterBuzz Latino. And with us, we have a wonderful guest. You guys aren't going to believe who's with us. Elle Perez Legazpi, our little Valentina. We're so happy to have you. Aww. We're also here with our awesome girl, Jackie Nova, to your left. ¿Cómo está mi gente?
¿Cómo está mi gente? Ya sabemos que Elle está aquí, mi amores. Because we wouldn't do it any other way. Hey, mamacita bella.
Yeah, you guys, honestly, we want to know your questions, your answer. If you have anything that you want her to answer, please be on the live chat. We are constantly checking that. We want to know. Make sure you subscribe and like listen to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating because all we want to know is what you guys are thinking and how happy you guys are to have you here. We are so excited.
We're so thrilled.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So we are going to talk about, you know, Dos a Dos episode. What did you think, girly? Like, we kind of start off kind of giving the vibe, like, what do we think?
Yeah.
Overall thoughts.
Honestly, it's such a different episode because you're not expecting all these things to happen from Val. You know, she's dancing, she's running away. You don't really expect it, but you know, she's confused.
She was causing trouble this episode.
She got herself into a little bit of some trouble.
I love her character though. I do. Like, it's she's always starting something.
Yeah, for a second I was like, is she hanging out with Ella a little too much?
Is
Valentina hanging out? Because she became wild.
Yeah.
She's like the wild child now.
Yeah, the wild child.
But you know what's so cute about your character is that you are one of the youngest in the group. But you are also playing someone that acts older than all of your siblings because she tends to be the voice of reason most of the time. And then, but she's also a kid. And so when she has these outbursts, you kind of forget to expect that from her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you do. You're not expecting that from a 12-year-old.
Right.
You know, she's still really young, but, you know, she's mature. She knows that, you know, things can happen, and she knows what's going on. She's not as innocent as you think.
You heard it here, honey. You heard it
live.
She's not as innocent.
No. And you guys look like such a great group. Like, just like a blast to hang out with.
Yeah, we really are. They're just one. We're one big happy family. You know, it's been like that since day one.
Oh,
we met each other and we became an instant family. And, you know, until now, we're constantly texting each other, FaceTiming each other, just always checking up on each other.
That's true.
How is that process? If anybody's around your age and is like, hey, I want to be an actor. Because I know it started out with dancing. I mean, guys, if you haven't checked her Instagram, she is an incredible dancer. I was like, oh, I need to crump with Elle. Because Valentina, no wonder why this scene had to be put in, because your dancing is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
You're teaching some moves up in here. You're going to be like, oh, excuse me. Oh. I won't even try because I'm like a dad when I dance. I can do like... I got like one move and I'm like, hey. They're like, stop.
Stop, yeah.
They're like, oh.
Okay.
But for the kids that want to know, like, hey, how did you get into this and how, you know, what inspired you besides dancing? Because a lot of dancers do cross over and they're also actors.
Yeah, what inspired me is just I watched a lot of Disney Channel when I was younger.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
And Shake It Up, that's like was my
thing. Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it was my thing. So I would just, you know, just watching that, it inspired me, especially watching Sharpay. I mean, who hasn't?
I mean, right?
Yes, seriously.
Yeah.
High School Musical.
Yes.
Girl, yes. I'm all about that Disney life. Yes. Don't think because I'm older than you doesn't mean that.
Exactly.
I don't get to enjoy
just
it.
Just because
I'm Montana.
Know, you know, we're not 12, but we love Disney.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't?
Right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah. But just watching and seeing, like, how, you know, how they all became after all of their hard work, and I just, it really inspired me, and I always told my mom, I want to do that. I want to be that person to look up to.
That's amazing. That's a really good reason. Like, I know a lot of actors don't even know why they got into acting, like, and you're way younger than, you know, and they're like, just to be famous, but you're like, no, I want to inspire people.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hello.
Again, like Valentina's little heart is making me cry.
Yeah, Valentina, you definitely bring a lot of heart. Was the audition process difficult when you first got called in?
It was like just like any other audition. You do it and, you know, you forget about it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I got a call back and I was like, oh.
Cool.
Excuse me.
Okay. And then after the call back, we had a table read. I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
And this was my first table read ever. Like, my first chemistry read, basically.
Yeah.
So this was something exciting to me because, you know, it's something so big. And I've always wanted to be on a TV show. You know, it's just, and especially this topic, I connected to her instantly. And I loved it so much, so.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible. And then did it just start, like, right away? So you did the chemistry read, and then you booked it. Was it, like, was that process pretty quick?
Well, the chemistry read, you know, it was actually, like, a 2-3-day process.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, after we came out of that last network reading, we were driving home back to San Diego, and all of my agents and my manager called me, and they're like, guess what? You booked it!
That's amazing.
I know, and it was just such an exciting feeling just to know that I did that, you know? And it was just so, it was, oh my gosh, such an unforgettable moment.
And that's 3 years ago.
I know.
So crazy. She was even more of a munchkin. So proud of you. Your family must
Thank
be so proud
much.
Of you.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, and it really does take a lot of, like, time, effort, you know, all of this from your mom, you know, to be able to take you to these auditions.
Yeah.
And, like, and a lot of hard work. I mean, these are not, like, easy things to do at your age, and to, like, you know, they'll be like, okay, can you have these pages memorized, or what, like, can we switch this up on the last minute? This is a really tough job, and you're, you know, I mean, you're killing it on this show, girl. You're one of our favorites. We always crack up about your character. So we do love our Valentina. Honestly, without Valentina, I don't think there would be the glue would be missing.
Valentina is the heart of the family, and she really keeps the family stable.
Yeah,
because without her, there probably would be no family, just because her siblings are so much older than her, so like she can, her siblings can depend on themselves. She needs
So it's probably
them.
Like easier for them to, like, oh, we're older, we can kind of move on to our own lives.
Yeah,
which as in for your character, and because of your age, you're like, well, I need my parents. I want my mom. And it's almost like it feels to me, it's almost like as they're sort of forgetting, they're not forgetting your parents, but but they're sort of like going about their lives, you're always like, mom, dad, mom. And then they're like, okay, we have parents that we have to, let's keep it connected.
Yeah,
so it's amazing.
I mean, I'd be the same way if that happened to me, you know. I need my mom.
Yeah.
And I need my parents, you know.
Yeah, I can tell that you're really close with your mom.
I'm very close with my parents, for sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, you know, the subject matter of this show is, you know, it hits home with a lot of Latino families, especially right now with the political climate that it is.
Yeah.
How did you feel about, like, you know, diving into all these different topics that you're going to touch on? Were you, like, very, like,
aware
of it, or is it you've been kind of protected by?
I wasn't, you know, I'm not constantly on the news, but, you know, just reading the scripts and hearing all these things that are happening. And a cool thing that our writers actually do is they grab things from articles, like real life things, and they incorporate it into our script.
That's amazing.
Wow. It just makes our a TV show more authentic. And, you know, I've definitely more open-eyed now that I know all of these things. And it really makes me appreciate, like, my family a whole lot more, just to know that these are happening to people. It's so sad.
It's terrible what's happening. It's a terrible climate, which I think, you know, being part of a show that is attacking these issues, and especially right now that's just so tense, especially with Latino culture, like, just the way we're being perceived, and having, like what you said, more representation on camera. There's a lot of little girls that can see you now and, like, recognize your character and be like, that's me, and that I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah, and it's actually fans are reaching out to us and telling us about their stories, and they're telling us, like, oh, I can relate to Valentina because of this, or they, like, actually reach out to us and tell us their stories.
Which is great, because then they can incorporate some of those things for when they get picked up, which we don't know, but we want them to and they need to.
Let's cross our fingers.
We're all crossing our fingers because we love this show. Yes. We want you to come back, girl.
Yes. Yeah. Now, because you have now an instant family, you have your own family, of course.
Yes.
You have an instant family. Now, do you look up to your brothers and sisters and like, hey, any advice?
Yeah, I do look up to them. That's great. Since I don't have older siblings myself, I look up to them as if they were my real older siblings. Oh. You know, I ask them for advice, and they're amazing.
You guys look like you guys are, like, it feels like you guys are a family.
Great connection.
We are. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Any favorite part? Like, how long did it take for that? Okay, guys, because in this episode, you all know she was dancing so amazingly.
She was doing that crump.
Definitely the crump. Now, did you guys rehearse that for a couple of days? Or I mean, you're a professional dancer, so I know it doesn't take that long
it would
to
take
do
us
this.
A while.
Maybe for the other girls that were in the scene.
No, but fun fact, we're all on the same dance team.
So that was
really fun. And we only had a day to rehearse it.
That's amazing.
But yeah.
How long have you been dancing? Like,
I started dancing when I was 5 after watching the Jabberwockies.
Okay.
Yes.
That
I love the Jabberwockies. Who doesn't love the Jabberwockies, right?
I mean, ever since then, I was just so inspired by them. And I was, you know, I was like, wow. Even for Halloween that year, I was a Jabberwocky.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but I was sad because, you know, at school, people were making fun of me because they're like, what are you? I was like, I'm a Jabberwocky.
What is on them? How do they not know what a Jabberwocky is?
I'm a Jabberwocky.
You know, I was going to say your style when I saw a couple of clips on Instagram and watching this episode. I was like, hold on a second. This is reminding me a lot of like how the Jabberwockies, like how they pop and lock and how the movement's like this. And I'm like, hold up a second. But then I'm like, no, she's too young. Oh, but then it's like they inspire you.
Yeah, they're the ones who got me into dance, you know? Yeah,
did they incorporate your character's love of dance after meeting you? Was that something that they started to write towards your character?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was so funny because our executive,
Amy Lippman. Yeah,
Amy. I love her. She, you know, she was like, we have to somehow incorporate your dance in the show, you know? We have to use your talent in this.
And how did they find out that you know how to dance like that? Is it because in between takes or something?
No, it was actually just, you know, them looking through my Instagram.
Like I was looking through it. Yeah.
they were stalking her.
They were stalking me. Yes. They're like, oh, she can do this. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was going to say, I was really surprised that I was like, well, she's taking like a dance class, but I was like, oh, excuse me.
Excuse me,
little one.
Yeah, because, you know, you hear a lot of actors, we're both actresses too, and I'm a dancer as well, but you hear a lot of them, because I wind up on set and I'm like, wait a second. You're teaching this girl who doesn't know how to dance, and she's like really trying hard, and they're spending like a week in rehearsals. I'm like, there's actual dancers out there that know how to do this. So I'm so thrilled that you know how to dance, and you're a real dancer, and you're a professional dancer.
Thank you.
And they incorporated this into the scenes. It's incredible.
It's
inspiring.
You know, something that I like to do. I got to do both things that I love in one project, so that was really nice.
It's
a win-win.
Yes, exactly, because people are constantly asking me, oh, do you like acting or dancing better? I'm like, I can't choose. I love them both equally.
Yeah,
you know?
Shouldn't have to choose.
Yeah.
You should just do whatever makes you happy when, you know.
Yeah.
Girl, look, it's going to be ups and downs with this career. So you got to be like, I do both, all right? And my career's never going to dry up.
Deal with it.
Mic drop.
So Valentina kind of runs away without telling anyone. She kind of goes to the border, and we kind of find out that she kind of, you know, creates this moment where Emilio does let them actually leave to go visit their family and their parents. Are you as rebellious as Valentina in the sense of, like, you would be willing to run away?
No. If I ran away, I'd be, like, across the street. I'd be like, I'll go back home. Wait a minute. Maybe my plan isn't as good as I thought.
So she's a little bit more stubborn and crazy than you are.
Yeah. I don't think I'd run away, and if I tried, my parents would find me like that.
Like, oh, she's back.
She's got a microchip.
She's at the mall. Knew it.
Now, you guys live in San Diego. Would you ever think of moving to L.A.? Or is San Diego's home, it's home, and you just love it?
We want to have a place there, but we do often think if we should, get a place here just so we can make it easier for us, for the traveling and stuff. So, we're not too sure about that yet.
Yeah. It's still early on.
It's still early, but during filming, we got a place, and, it was so easy. We were like, oh, we're off of set, it's midnight, and we're like, oh, it's only 5 minutes away.
Did you have a favorite moment when you were filming this episode in particular? Or do you not really remember?
This episode? There's honestly too many of them. With the girls, it's so funny. We're just messing around, dancing, the usual.
As one's does.
But that day probably didn't even feel like you were actually filming anything. No. You probably felt like you were in the studio
dancing. It was fun. But it was, it was different because, just having a camera following you and when you're dancing.
Right.
But, other than that, that was really fun. Just me and Emily and Brandon and Nico were constantly having fun just on set, even during serious moments. It's hard to keep a straight face.
You guys are all breaking.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it took so long for this one scene to say, I wish you could come with us, just because Brandon and Nico kept looking at each other in the eyes and kept laughing. I'm like, guys, it's 10 o'clock. We'll be done with this and we'll be done. But if you stop laughing,
you're like, I want to go home.
Yeah, we're like, I'm almost there. Come on.
I like how she's the only one egging them on. Come on, guys. Can we not? Can we please?
Usually it's like the 12-year-old egging on the older, come on. And being good. She's just like, hello.
I have places to go. I just have things to do the next morning.
Yeah. Now tell us something, Elle. Do your TV family, do they know how to bust a move?
Nico, he told me he was a little hip-hop. Challenge you? He was a little hip-hopper when he was a baby. Not a baby, but...
Yeah, kid, right? Someone was bobbing him around. Yes. I was like, yeah, me too. I was a hip-hopper.
It was so funny. I was like, wait, you didn't tell me this. So, I don't think Emily and Brandon...
Well, no, Emily, if you're Dominican, because I know you're Dominican, you know how to dance. That's just by nature.
She can dance, but she's not like a...
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like a break dance.
And Brandon, I'm not too sure.
He's more a musician.
He's more of a lift waiter.
Oh, he's a gym rat.
Weightlifter.
Yeah, he's like an athlete.
He does something with his arms.
Yeah, he does this thing, he goes on the floor.
While she pops and logs, he does push-ups.
All right, so Valentina, if you think, who do you think Valentina's favorite sibling is?
Oh, that's so easy. Beto.
I knew it was Beto. Oh, my God. Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious, for sure. Right?
She's always arguing with the other two constantly. Not the baby.
Not Rafa.
Baby and Beto are her favorites. Mainly Beto. I feel like he just understands her more. And he's more of a father. More of a fatherly way. He treats her more like a father.
Yeah.
I can't speak English.
No, she's got it. He treats you.
If y'all don't understand, it's on you.
But Beto treats you like a dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like a dad figure.
But he's more understanding than Emilio. Emilio's kind of loses his temper.
Yeah.
And he's too emotional.
Yes.
And he's got ups and downs.
Beto's more understanding to Val, He's there for her.
Yeah.
He's comforting her. He's there for her.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah, he seems more understanding for the character. Obviously, they all love you to pieces, but for the characters,
For sure.
Beto seems like he's daddy-like and he's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's really so making sure that Val is okay, which is...
Yes,
imperative.
Yeah, I know. And I was going to say something about this episode that's always heartbreaking, but, in particular this episode, when she was constantly just wanting to have her mom around and they had, tried to separate them because she was relying too much on, that long distance relationship. How did you go about dealing with those hard feelings of I know you're really close to your mom.
Yeah.
And so just getting to that point of okay, well, gotta dive in.
For me, it's just thinking if that were happening to me. You know, mm-hmm. I'd be so heartbroken if my siblings were saying, oh, you can't talk to mom anymore. Yeah. You know, I'd be like, but why? You know, she's already not here. I want to talk to her, you know, because, you know, I keep saying, you know.
If you don't know,
this is probably her way of maybe not busting into tears because, you know, she is definitely, you definitely you know? Bring some, you know. She definitely gets,
all do it.
She gets as emotional when we watch that scene. We were just got so emotional.
It's so good. Like, I'm really excited to see what else you do because, like, you're going to keep growing, girl. I know it. And because, I mean, like, you're a little powerhouse for sure.
You are. You're just such a natural. Really? You really are.
She's like, stop, please. She's like, oh, my God, me?
I'm not going to fit out of this place if you keep making my head
No, but it's really heartbreaking. It's a terrible storyline because, you can't be with your parents, being deported to Mexico, like, not being able to have them at the age that you are. You know, you need your mom.
Yeah, you need her. You're going through a tough time. You know, you're growing and learning how to be a woman without having a parent there, which is, like, you know, hard. Even though you have your big sister.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
But Lucia's also a little bit hard on Valentina.
Lucia's not like Beto. Beto's more of a mother to Val than Lucia is.
Yeah, she has more masculine energy. Yeah, she's always really angry. And you're angry enough as it is. And you're just like, I need more anger.
I'm like, shush. I'm like, just let me talk to my mom and I'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I found that really interesting that they just kept wanting to take that away from you because I don't know. I know that if I was in that household, I mean, I know I get it. Like they're trying to make you be a little more independent so you're not so connected and attached. But I would it just broke my heart. I was like, just let her use the FaceTime. Please.
I know.
it's sad, you know. It really is.
It is. It is. But I can't wait to find out.
No, I know, right? So we do find out that, you know, she names herself Amanda over the fact that, you know, the little girl that her mom now watches. I guess her nanny now? Or I guess she's some sort
she
of...
She seems like it's a nanny. She's,
kind of.
Takes care
of
her.
She pretends to be someone she isn't. Obviously, you are an actress, but is it in real life? Have you ever, you know, pretended to be someone you're not? Even if it's at Starbucks to put a fake order or something. Like that. I try out like names. I'm like, let me see. What?
Maybe now with sunglasses. No, I'm not Elle.
I'm not Elle. No, not me.
No, not me. I'm Valentina. But no, other than pretending I'm Sharpay, no.
Right? Okay. She's like, I got my blonde hair in the pink.
Yes. No, when I was at home, I'd go in my mom's closet, I'd put her high heels on, I'd wear my lipstick. My mom had blonde extensions when she was younger, so I'd clip them in, and I'm like, and I'd had like a Yorkie.
Oh my gosh.
That, like a Yorkie stuffed animal. I was like, hi, come on, boy. Let's go.
So she was already an actress.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And your little sister is quite the little talent there, too.
Oh, she's getting there.
She's
going to
follow in your footsteps.
Yeah. She's right there.
She's right there. We do have her in the studio. You guys can't see
her. The whole family's here.
She's so cute.
She's funny.
So you started... Three years ago.
3 years ago this month.
Okay, and you started in commercials, right?
Yeah, I started in commercials. I booked my first audition, which was
nice.
Really exciting.
I like how she's like, I was just like walked in.
I just walked in. I was probably kidding.
Walked in.
You were it. You were it. You were it, baby. That's what it was. You were just it.
Do you ever get nervous? Has there ever been a time where you're just like you have to like talk to your mom or the
I
director?
I feel like for me, I got nervous for the first time. I had to say a bad word.
Oh.
I just wasn't comfortable saying that. I've never, you know, I don't curse.
It's not what you do in your household.
It's not what I do. You know, or when I'm unprepared for something and I just don't feel right, I'm like, I don't really know if I want to do this just because it scares me.
Right,
because
you're not prepared.
Yeah.
So I can't, I can just let everyone know when you prepared for this audition. How long were you preparing for?
Oh.
Because you must, if you're saying you are like, you need to be super prepared, I can just imagine.
I mean, I have to like really understand the script. You can't just, you know, read it
cold.
And then you know, be like, oh, I kind of got it.
Right.
You know, you have to really understand it and get where the character's coming from, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that took you, like, a week of coaching.
Yeah. I think I got the audition, like, a week before, and I kind of just ran the lines. You know, I don't want to run it too much, or sometimes it kind of, like, messes me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start saying it the exact same way. You're just like, why am I? I'm just saying it monotone.
I want it to come out natural. So yeah. You know,
not like a robot. Like a
robot. Yeah, which is
probably why I haven't booked much. It's like, I just keep on. We'll practice together.
We'll get there. We'll do it together.
I'm just going to be like, oh, Elle, tell me not to practice as much. So
I'm just going to be like, you need to be natural.
I guess some of us aren't. I'm just like, nah. Okay, so I got to say, he sings a lot. Your older brother, Emilio, sings. Do you ever want to dive into, like, you know, Sharpay also did a little bit of singing. Is that something you see yourself doing career-wise? Singing and dancing, acting?
Well, you know, singing, I don't really know, you know. I mean, I'm not really into singing, but, you know, it would be cool to do in the future, but, you know, I'm not really planning on doing it anytime soon, you know, just, I keep saying, you know, I
guess. No, she's got, you know, she's got a clear mind, it seems to me, that she loves her dancing, she loves acting, and as you know, sometimes you change your mind.
I mean, because, I mean, Sharpay, I know, is someone that you loved. And I know she does a lot of belting out.
Oh, trust me.
You're like, let
in
me
the shower?
I did that in the shower. I did that. I would sit in front of the mirror, and I would pretend I'm Sharpay, and I'd sing in the mirror.
Oh, so cute.
I would just sing for
days. I'm sure Ashley Tisdale would love it if you were like, OMG. I'm sure. So cool. I'm pretty sure she would.
Oh, my gosh.
She'd probably be like, oh, my God, I love this girl.
I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hi.
You definitely, I think you should definitely reach out, even via Twitter. Gosh,
maybe she'll be on the show.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be so fun.
Wouldn't it? I mean, girl.
You may never know.
You made this happen.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
So how do you balance, like, school and work? How do you do that?
Well, you know, at the beginning of when I started working, it was hard for me because my mom would have to take me out of school.
Right.
But my teacher, she was so flexible with me, and she really understood me. So she would, like, give me the homework a week early. So I was able to do it. But, you know, I eventually had to become homeschooled.
Right.
But I miss school a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Your friends.
Yeah,
it's not the same doing.
It's not.
I just miss it. I miss being social every day and stuff and... Yeah.
You get to pick out your little outfits and, like...
I do miss it.
Yeah. You get to call your friends. Yes. Okay, so what are we wearing tomorrow?
Yeah.
We're wearing pink. Okay, we're going to wear pink. I know.
We were 12. No, you're 12. You're actually 12, yeah.
Yeah, I miss it for sure. I really hope to go back to homeschooling.
Right.
But I hope to go back to public... But, you know, we'll see how that is.
I know.
It's hard to do with my schedule, but it would be fun.
I know.
There are some actors of your age that once they get to high school, like, there's one actor on Shameless, and his name is slipping my mind, but when he got a little older and he was in high school, he took a slight little hiatus, but then he came right back onto the next season or something like that.
Yeah, and there's plenty of schools here in Los Angeles that have enough, you know, child actors that they kind of understand that they kind of focus on the arts primarily, so they kind of can book you out for certain days. Like, you can still have that school experience.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want it to be flexible. Like, that's what I like about homeschooling is just because it's flexible with my schedule. But, you know...
Yeah, going to school every day, seeing your friends, getting to talk about the gossip, because you do miss out. Yeah. And being the only kid on set.
Yeah.
Like, do you still get tutored on set?
Oh, yeah, right?
I do have a teacher on set.
And yeah, there's always a teacher.
Yeah.
We had our own little classroom and everything. It was just like a tiny room, and we turned it into a classroom. So, yeah.
She turned it into a dance class.
Yes. Like, how are you as a student, I would say? Like, do you think you're better, like, at memorizing your lines than you are doing your homework? Mom is like, she's like, yeah.
She's honest.
Yes.
So then you love it. You love it.
Yeah, I do.
So Amy just came up to you and said, okay, I love your dancing, and you have a team. And then that's how you were. How excited was your friends?
Yeah,
on the team to be on the show.
Yeah, they already knew that I was filming, and we reached out to our director, choreographer. My bad. And you know he picked out a few girls, and we were all on the same dance team. That was awesome. Really fun.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Credit, and really they're good. Happy.
Yeah. And it was fun because we already knew each other.
Yeah, so you get to have your friends on set.
Yeah.
It did seem like there was a lot of chemistry. I'm like, this has got to be like, this is a team or something.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
How many takes was your dance shot?
We did it quite a bit just because we had to get the different angles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I'd mess up. You know,
I'm sure you did. Yes. They could always just be like, swoop.
Yeah. I know. I'd be like, oh, I missed that. Let me do that again.
Yeah. Do you get to pick the music or do they over?
Yes. They actually had a few songs that, and they made it.
A fresh new track.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they did it so we don't get copyrighted.
Yeah, right, I was going to say, for licensing purposes, you have to have a whole new track.
And the song was like, I was like, whoa. I'd actually dance to this without even, you know, knowing that it was.
So you guys, so you didn't like even hear track. The beat before.
I did.
Oh, you did.
But, you know, because they let me pick it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like the song.
So you got, like, options? They were like, okay, so.
I had options and, like, when I
look at you being an executive, being like,
excuse me. Credit executive. Now, did you besides the dancing, like, did you find Lucia and Sully's scene? Well, you watched it.
Yeah.
Were you there when the scenes are, when certain scenes that are really heavy and maybe more mature, like, are you there for it?
For, like, the mature teen scenes, I guess, or adult scenes, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes, you know, I pass through to get crafty snacks and I'm like, whoa!
Right.
Whoa! Nico, put a shirt off!
He does have his shirt off a lot.
Yes, I'm like, whoa! Well, there.
You're my brother. I don't want
to
see that.
You would have thought Brandon, because he's the one that loves to go to the gym.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. I know. His arms are, like, always sticking out somewhere. Probably walks, like, huge.
Yeah, we're just, me and Emily and Nico, we're constantly messing with them. We're like, hey, what's up, macho man?
You guys are, like, siblings. Yeah. So
you are. Is there a favorite snack from Crafties? Favorite snack. We're talking about Crafties on set.
Oh, my gosh. We had a basket of candy. And I just go to it and get candies. I get Reese's and Kit Kats and Twix.
Mom is watching this like, oh,
Mom's
my
like,
God.
Oh, my Lord, no, a dentist.
I'd go up to our second AD. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to run to Crafty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crafty time.
I'll be back.
It's like, can you hold for like 5?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had empanadas.
Oh.
We had so many like good snacks there.
Damn. Damn. Even our producer's got excited. That.
You see how excited AfterBuzz Latino got with it, but
yes, we had like literally so many good foods.
Yeah.
And what was really fun is that like most of our crew was Latin.
Oh, I didn't
That's
know that.
That's so nice.
Yeah, a lot of them were, or they come from, you know, they're Spaniard, or they speak Spanish and stuff like
that.
So
almost everyone.
Immigrants,
yeah.
Or,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it was fun to have like a whole crew.
Oh, so they're really keeping it authentic.
Yeah,
they want to
really
create
authentic.
More opportunities.
Yeah. That's
I amazing. Mean, so, you know, I love that about this show then, even more so.
Right.
Because not only are they talking about these issues, they're actually creating opportunities for real.
Yeah, we really,
that's amazing.
Like, even not just the cast, the crew, we all became like a family.
Oh, now we're a family.
I know, right? I'm like, so do you have a favorite Latin music that you like to listen to?
I love Selena Quintanilla.
Ah,
Right?
Bidi bidi bam bam.
Bidi bidi bam bam.
Oh my gosh, yes. I did this in Vida. We did a bidi bidi
bam bam.
That's what it sounds like.
Bidi bidi bam bam.
It's a tough thing to say after a while.
You have to say it while you're singing it.
Bidi bidi bam bam. Oh. Beedy, beedy, bum, bum.
No, I love Selena. So you love also the movie Selena. Selena.
Yes.
Right? Jennifer Lopez killed
it. Yes. Yeah, she did kill it, yeah.
Come on.
Have you actually watched the new show that they have on Univision about it? The Secretos de Selena?
Secretos Selena. I really, really, really want to watch it just because they made a series. Right? I was like, whoa.
And also Netflix is coming out with a series as well.
Yes, we are. I got to do the After Buzz After Show with J-Lo. It was good. It kind of dragged on, but it was good.
It was good. It was
so good. J-Lo's like, I got to step in. I want to talk about this.
Yes. 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 Looking up in the sky.
It was so good.
Yes. Elle, we really want to thank you so much for coming in, girl. Oh, you are such a delight. You. Honestly, yes. Come back anytime. Yes, we are anytime. More than happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I had so much fun just, you know, talking with you guys and chilling.
If you want to tell your fans where they can find you or any upcoming projects.
I don't have anything coming up at the moment, but...
Right now, but...
Right now.
She can't talk about it, so...
You know, you can find me on my Instagram, L Paris Legaspi.
L Paris Legaspi.
As if I'm putting my name
like a pageant?
Right here.
Yeah, it's like, oh, YouTube, just subscribe right here.
Yes, just... You down below.
I thought you were doing it. It's like, ding.
Ding.
Jackie, where can they find you?
Hey guys, you can find me at Jackie Nova 7, and Elle's already following me.
Yes!
Thank you guys so much. I'm Dele Gomez. You guys can find me at The Dele Gomez on Instagram and Twitter and all the social media. Elle, you have been so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Such a
thank
delight.
You guys.
Thank
you guys. Make sure you guys subscribe.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. 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 Bye.